Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Destination Morocco podcast. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Mustafa, all the way from Ait Ben Haddou. He works at a restaurant, Oasis d'Or, which means golden oasis. Mr. Mustafa, would you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. First, I'd like to thank you so much for this
meeting.
I'm Mustafa Wemmes. I was born in Dets Valley and Rose Valley. As you know, it's a touristic area.
Absolutely.
And we seized the opportunity because we received many customers worldwide. And that give us the courage to study and to learn many languages. I can speak more than three or
four. Oh, absolutely. Languages. Can you share those languages with the audience?
Yes, I speak French, Berber mother language first, Arabic, French, little bit of Spanish, Holland language, Japan, Chinese, and Russian language I speak. I can speak Russian fluently and English.
Oh, wow. Then you forgot Darija, which is our slang.
I'm not very good in Darija, but...
Okay. Anyway, okay, just for the audience to understand. Mr. Mustafa is from the Dads Valley region, which it's really, really common for people from different parts of the south. They only speak Berber and they don't speak the Darija language, which is just incredible. I have some family members that are the same way. They speak in Berber, Darija not so much. So this is very intriguing and mashallah, tabarakallah. I mean, praise you, it's six, seven languages, just it's beyond incredible. So go ahead, please, Mr. Mustafa.
So for us, it's not just working in tourism. It's more than university.
I see.
Because this, when you meet people in many countries, you feel like that you offer something and you accept many ideas.
Yes.
And you feel happy when someone, for example, say your level is good or you have to do this and this and this and this. It's... for us and our culture, you can present your culture, especially Berber culture is a huge language, and unfortunately many people don't know many things. And the first question we get here, why Berbers exactly? Because I try to to give the normal idea about this nickname first.
Absolutely.
And offer why, for example, you are living in caves, why you are in mountain, why you like freedom more, why you are in tolerance like this, why you work in as a big family. All these things, it is more important. As our king said before, Hassan II, he said, with time, you will receive many customers who are not,
You can say it in a different language.
Who are not interested about food or about, they are looking for other things.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Our dressing, our
Yes.
culture, our language, many things.
I totally agree, Mr. Mustafa, because the number one request we get from our guests is they're really, really more interested in the Berber culture, in the Amazigh culture, and they want to spend some time with Berber family, with the nomads, with the locals, and stuff like that. So I encourage you and everybody else that we have met, you guys are doing an outstanding job showcasing our culture the right way. So what else can you tell us about you? What else can you tell us about your restaurant?
For our
Waziz Dor.
Waziz Dor or Golden Restaurant, it is a special restaurant here in Ait Benhattu because we work as a big family.
Big family, yeah.
And the owner is very kind. He start from when he was child, he is orphaned.
Oh, wow.
And he guide tourists in Tinghir,
okay.
Into Dravali. All his life he spent it with
tourists.
Yeah. He is very, very kind with the people. And I think here there is one point I have to say it.
Oh, absolutely.
Money, if you are kind and you have everybody talk about you, and it is more better than money, I think.
I totally
agree. There is the opportunity, and he moved to this place because it's a very famous place where they film in many
movies.
And we work as a big family, as he said, offering to tourists me your experience, your skills,
absolutely,
your talents. And
yes.
Almost 30 or 40 person, they are living here and they help them family. Uh-huh. And.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. So basically the owner, since he was a kid, he was just a hustle and bustle of the streets.
Yes.
Coming also from Dad's Valley, Tinghir area. And he moved to Ait Benhattu and his love for tourism, his love for people, he made it on his own and he finally built this place and opened it. And he has an amazing team, you and everybody else. And it's like really, it's a big family more than anything else. And the main concern is just serving the guests and making sure that they have a really, really good experience versus just, you know, looking out just for the money and making money. So I can see that. I mean, we just had lunch here. It was incredible. We had a salad. We had some chicken skewers, really, really delicious, very nice. And then we had tagine with kaftan vegetables, just amazing. And we see the service, the attention to detail. And this is what anybody who's coming to Waziz Dor is going to experience. So, and also, the owner has welcomed us and you as well with open arms. We're very grateful, really, really appreciated. So last time I was here, obviously, was 4 years ago. You know, passing through, a lot of things have changed for me. Well, most of them in a good way. But I do see a lot of competition, and I see the reason why you're standing out. It's because of the staff more than anything else. The food is incredible, but the hospitality that you have shown us, you don't know us. You know, we just, you know, showed up, we said, hey, can we do this? And he said, please go ahead. So we're very grateful. So what else can you tell the audience, for example, what's your most favorite dish or your famous dish?
Yes, we have almost 7 or 8
Entrees.
We start with a mixed salad or vegetable soup. Then we have 3 options of vegetarian.
I see.
We have tagine vegetarian.
Okay.
A vegetarian couscous or vegetarian pizza.
Okay.
Then kefta, couscous, and many sorts of pizza. Pizza
I
margarita.
See. Okay.
Chicken and skewers of chicken is with rice and and vegetables. And we try to hospitality as well, because our owner said to customer, if you are not satisfaction, don't pay.
Oh, so if you're not happy with what
if
we have
you
given
not
you,
happy what
do
we
not
offer,
pay.
Don't,
just walk away.
Wow. Even if you don't have money, so you can come back or you can send it to driver. Or it's you feel like you are at your home.
Yes,
it's everything. It's
that's very flexible.
Yes, even you forgot your money, your mobile, your... You will find it in the reception, or someone will send it to your next.
They'll ship it to you. Okay, I got you. Oh, wow. This is definitely service. So, wow, that's incredible.
And our team, there is some speak different languages. As I said, this restaurant is specially for Chinese.
Oh, for Chinese?
For Chinese.
Oh, wow.
And we offer some Chinese food.
Oh, nice.
Some Asiatic as well.
Asian. Oh, wow.
When Chinese was here, because they start with Morocco, I think, 3 years or 4 years before COVID.
Yes.
And we received many of them, but Chinese who are living in different countries. Not
yes. Okay, so I did see this myself, because when I came in 2019, We did the stop at Ait Ben Haddou. We did the Kasbah. It was just incredible. I've seen buses and buses of Chinese clients, and they have a special and certain permits and deals with the government. But I did not know that basically your biggest target audience is actually Chinese or Asia. Or so that's very interesting. And also because of that convention at that time, I believe it was 2017, that's what made Ait Ben Haddou a little bit more famous than especially Chef Shaoun. It just kind of blew up, you know, because of that exposure, which is very, very interesting. I did not know. So tell us a little bit more, please.
Ait Ben Haddou, as you said, it's famous, and that means that many, many other customers will come to find out.
Absolutely.
Here. And Ait Ben Haddou, there is, as you see, because people here, they are very, very poor. They work before in agriculture.
Yes.
Then when the tourists find out the country, they move to work in
restaurants, hotels.
But if there is no tourists here, it's everything stopped. So, and I think UNESCO thought about these people, so to help them, because it's not allowed to guide your, even if you are with your customer, it's not allowed to guide them to
To the Kasbah.
You should choose local guides
here
just to help.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And everybody, when there is tourism, everybody is happy, even animals.
So
you find many animals here, and the people take the... what all they need.
Yes. So this is something that I did not really know in my last visit. So basically, you cannot go with your customers to the Kasbah, but you have to hire a local guide to go with them, especially if they're going to go, you know, all the way up and take pictures and look around. So that's really, really interesting. Obviously, tourism is huge in Ait Ben Haddou, and we have seen that during the pandemic, when everything stopped, everybody suffered. So now Ait Ben Haddou is really dependent on tourism more than anything else, especially agriculture, which is just what's available right here. So tourism really puts Ait Ben Haddou in the map, and it supports a lot of local businesses, a lot of local families.
Yes. When we talk about tourism in Ait Ben Haddou, we cannot forget one person. He passed away 6 months ago. Is Musa.
Musa.
He's very famous here. He's a guide of Japan because he cannot talk.
I see.
And many guides of Japan chose this man to help
them,
to guide tourists. And they offer some tea to Japan customers in his house. But unfortunately, we lost this man as well. So it's Musa.
Musa. Okay. Good to know. So this has been very interesting. I want to ask you, Mr. Mustafa, anything else you want to let the audience know that we did not cover in this episode, or any questions that you would like to ask me or that I have not asked you already?
We are thinking now about something which is, we can give the image about our culture, because we are not here just for offering food.
Yes, yes.
And as you see, you said you was been here long ago. So we try to change everything, to change menu, to change design, to change even
the way of
mind,
thinking.
Language. So to continue. And we try to give normal information. For example, you meet some customers, you are talking normally, but you have to talk about politics, about economy, even you don't want, because it's a huge conversation. So we try to give normal idea. And unfortunately, I met many customers before they move here to Morocco. They thought that all Moroccans are thieves. They take care. So you have to change this idea. And they say, for example, when I met customers, they said, "I'm sorry, I thought that Moroccans are..." I said, "No." For example, in our culture, we say azul.
Azul.
Azul, what does it mean, azul? Azul, that means as come to my heart.
Yeah.
That means we accept
everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
We accept different cultures. We accept many people. Even in our walls, you can see the symbol of Jews, of Jewish culture. Yeah. And you try to change this.
Yes, the perception.
Yes. And they say, it depends on you. If you have good idea, you will meet good people. If not, you will meet someone who will steal you.
And
we try to keep our positive energy when
Absolutely.
We talk, when we meet people, when we, and we are, thank God, we received many customers and they come back many times. So it is something which is
perfect. Excellent. Mr. Mustafa, really, really appreciate it. This has been an amazing, amazing episode for our listeners. We're very grateful for you, for the owner. And also just want to let the audience know that Oasis Dor also have a small hotel that it's being worked on. It's going to be expanding in the near future, and it's going to be able to host a lot more guests. The restaurant is massive. It's big. It has different parts, upstairs, downstairs, and it opens every day at 8 a.m. Perfect. And for anybody who wants to have a really, really good, authentic Ait Ben Haddou experience, an Amazigh and Berber experience, this is definitely a must stop. So thank you so much.
You're welcome again and again.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have idea to build another hotel because it is just a big restaurant. Mm-hmm. But the problem we live here, we are waiting for summer.
Oh, okay, I got you. I know. Okay.
When summer, we receive another season of Italian and Spain.
Oh, my goodness.
For now, we start right now, but we don't have much time because we received many Spanish.
Many reservations.
But I think this year, next year, inshallah.
Inshallah, God willing.
Maybe you will find your room here in our hotel.
Oh, we would love to come back. And we would love to stay in your hotel.
Was this door?
Thank you so much. Yeah, this concludes our episode for today. We have so many more. We are in the heart of the south of Morocco, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of information, incredible content for our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.